Hey, it's Paul Rasmussen. Get informed with Larry and John right now and stay informed with Rose Ryan Douglas and me from 3 to 6 with the KDKA Afternoon News on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Oh, get used to it, folks.
7:42, News Radio 1020 KDKA. John knows me all too well. I'm going to hang on to this theme now. It's worked so far for the Steelers. Larry Richard with John Shumway.
Of course, the Steelers' big win on Saturday at Heinz Field. The Jets win last night in Foxborough. End result, we've got an AFC championship coming, the fourth in 10 years at Heinz Field.
The KDKA Monday Morning Quarterback, former Steelers QB Mike Tomczak, presented by Range Resources. Log on to MyRangeResources.com. Mike, what a wild weekend. Good morning.
Wild weekend. Here we go. You know, it's something that, the fans have probably rehashed in the last 48 hours. You know, that they've outlined what happened against the Baltimore Ravens. They're looking forward and setting their outline for the New York Jets and everything. And, you know, by and large, we've faced these, you know, ball clubs so many times in the past. And, you know, I was talking to you off the air, Larry, that critical downs are so important in the playoffs. And no one does it better than Roethlisberger right now. And, you know, what he did on the second half of that game on Saturday was amazing.
Is there a lot to learn from the previous time that the Jets played the Steelers? I mean, the fact is, the Steelers lost that game. I would think they'd be looking at that as well as looking at how they handled the Patriots.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting, John, because we're always saying, can you learn something from the time you played before? Absolutely. But it's the one-on-one matchups. You know, you look at that game yesterday with the Jets. I mean, their high completion percentage passes were those quick slant routes. And, you know, Braylon Edwards and Santonio Holmes do a nice job with that. But, you know, give credit to Mark Sanchez. You know, he's been very accurate, you know, down the stretch here against Indianapolis. He's been accurate against the Patriots. And, you know, that's the amazing thing.
And they think, and they did, they believe they're going to the Super Bowl. They think they're going to come here at Heinz Field again, beat the Steelers. They did that. But they did it when we did not have two important players.
Yeah, Heath Miller and Troy Polamalu, obviously.
Very good, QB.
Yeah, well, you know, the interesting thing is, guys, they have some swagger. You know, it starts with their head coach. And, you know, Mike Tomlin on the other side of the field, you know, has his own swagger, internal swagger. But he knows that he has a veteran-like ball club. And he knows his guys have been there before. They've done things. And, you know, I marvel at what the offensive line was able to overcome. You know, initially everyone's saying, come on, guys, wake up. There's a ball on the ground. Let's cover it. Little mistakes like that, guys, can cost you a chance to get to the championship game. And
yeah, let me ask you about that.
Intended focus on this game, no doubt about it.
Let me ask you about that play where the ball was sitting there and there was Foster just looking at it. Of course, you know, 21 other guys were looking at it too. You're taught since grade school, play to the whistle.
Play to the whistle, but you don't have eyes behind your head, so you don't know what's happening. You know, I'm not trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, but that was a, you know, situation where he's going to learn from. You know, I'm sure he was embarrassed when he goes in and watches film today. He probably rehashed in his mind a number of times. But, you know, it starts with the coaching. And, you know, little mental lapses like that, guys, as we know, you know, we make poor decisions throughout our lifetime. You know, you got to overcome that. It's on to the next play. It's on to the next situation. So, you know, if he had eyes behind his head, it might be a different scenario. But, you know, bottom line is they turn out 31-24 victors, and, you know, they're moving on to the AFC Championship. And it's going to be exciting. You know, I give the Jets a lot of credit, you know, for what they've done. Matt Kavanaugh has done a great job with, you know, the maturation of Sanchez. But I can't really overemphasize this weekend. It's going to become the critical downs inside the red zone. Roethlisberger's been very effective. Third down situations, he's been very effective. At the end of halves, he's been effective. So, it's a complete team game. It's hard to cover in a matter of 4 minutes, guys, but it's exciting to talk about.
Just out of curiosity, the 12th man, as it's often referred to, I mean, you could feel a palpable difference, even coming through the television, of the crowd in the first half and the crowd in the second half of that game, and it seemed to really energize the defense.
Yeah. Well, obviously, the defense thrives on that, and, you know, you can look at it twofold. you know, the players feel the same way the fans feel throughout the course. They kind of get melancholy. You know, oh, my gosh, here we go. You know, I can't believe this is happening. You know, two short field turnovers. It's not likely we do that time and time again. But, you know, as much as they talk about this 12th man, you know, John and Larry, there's something to say about it. There's an energy, you know, and the team feeds off it. I know the Rooneys, you know, really thrive on that home field advantage. And, you know, a lot of individuals and a lot of, you know, people here in this town are going to benefit from this game this weekend. And, you know, no more happier than the guys in the field who have to go out there and play and execute.
And they got to be excited about it. The difference in the game was Sticks.
Yeah.
The song Renegade. When they played that, everything changed in the second
half. I read about that, and I don't remember ever, you know, hearing a song in that stadium and, you know, even got to Three Rivers, but, you know, because you're so focused on every play, every situation. But, you know, nowadays, you know, they amplify things. They amplify things greatly, and television does a great job bringing everything through the listening audience.
Yeah, it's a lot different in the stadium when you hear that song, and you feel the energy kind of pulse through the stadium, and I'm so glad that we have the game here again. As John pointed out, four times in 10 years.
They lost the first two, AFC but the last champion. One they beat the Ravens and went on.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to play in three of those, you know, and then two were negative, and one was great. And let's hope the latter one this weekend is in our favor, kicking off at 6:30. So I know you guys will be fired up throughout the week, and keep it going. These fans are tremendous around here.
And we'll look forward to talking to you next Monday, hopefully talking about a trip to Dallas.
Expecting to talk about a trip.
All right, Mike, great stuff. Former Steeler QB, that's Mike Tomczak. Our Monday morning quarterback on KDK, presented by Range Resources. Log on to myrangeresources.com.